what and where to dine and drink in the Coachella Valley. Introducing you to eateries from family diners to fancy five-star restaurants and the home of the most interesting adult beverages. This is Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Hello, everyone. You are in the correct location. We're going to give you some great tips today on where you can go and get takeout and delivery, as well as some very unique items that are businesses that have started in this time of COVID-19. We have Mark Tedros, who's the owner of CV Harvest Box, Jennifer Tofani, she's the manager of Bongo Johnny's, and then in the second half an hour, one of the premier chefs here in the Coachella Valley, Chad Gardner, will be on. He's the owner of 533 Viet Fusion, as well as Dash and a Handful Catering and Roly Fusion on North Palm Canyon Drive. And then John and I will just talk a little bit about restaurants and kind of conflicting information that we constantly have in the news lately. So we'll figure that all out and we'll solve all the problems of the world. Right, John?
Absolutely.
So with us on the phone is Mark Tedros. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. You know, we're holding our own. We're in the studios. We're distancing between John and I, and that's why we're having everybody call in.
Yeah, that works. That works. I don't have that luxury at the moment to distance from anybody, but I try my hardest from time to time.
So you came up with this creative idea, CV Harvest Box. Before we get into all of that, give us a little bit of information on your background, where you're from, how you ended up in Palm Springs, so our listeners can get a good idea on what you're doing.
So I actually live in Thermal. I grew up in La Quinta. Born and raised Coachella Valley, left, went off to culinary school, and I was a professionally trained chef for a pretty decent period of time. And most recently, I was the corporate chef for Foster Farms Poultry. When I was there, I gained a heightened exposure to manufacturing and kind of larger scale processing. And my father started our date business back about 48 years ago. I came back to take over the family farm, so to speak. And now I am a date packer and grower and manufacturer and a very staunch advocate for our eastern side of the Coachella Valley and for California dates as a whole. And most recently, I threw the Date Harvest Festival last November. So that's actually how Tony Marchese and myself met.
So let's back up a little bit. So where did you go to culinary school?
Went to the California Culinary Academy in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Very, very familiar. I haven't gone to culinary school as a complete program, but I've taken classes at CIA up in St. Helena. Some of their live fire cooking
and
stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a great campus. Yeah, the Greystone campus up in St. Helena is amazing.
Did you work at some of the restaurants in San Francisco?
I did briefly, you know, while I was in school. I would take some gigs here and there at some different restaurants. None are around anymore. And then I did a internship at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. I ended up moving back here to the Coachella Valley and worked at Indian Ridge Country Club, the Renaissance Esmeralda. I was the opening chef for Rock's Firehouse over off of El Paseo when they used to be there. I was a private chef for a while over in the Vintage Country Club, and then moved on to corporate cooking over at Foster Farms Poultry.
Wow, you've had a lot of great experience. Those are amazing country clubs.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
Yeah,
there. It's a fascinating kind of hodgepodge of things, but it was great to have an opportunity to glean some information at every stop along the way.
What's that like being a private chef?
You know, it has its ups and downs. You know, there's not much of a schedule, so that can be tricky. But I was younger, and, you know, I didn't have a wife. I didn't have kids at the time. So it was exciting, right? I got to meet some people that I never thought in a million years I'd be able to meet. You know, owners of the top Fortune 500 companies in the world, and cook for them along with celebrities. So that was kind of fun. That was a real fascinating experience, and just getting to see, I guess, how the other half of the world lives, right? You know, and seeing that experience, and you know, the cars and the gadgets and the kitchens and the people, and it was eye opening.
It's always amazing when you go to these huge estates, these people who are worth hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, they never use their kitchens. So they're always spotless. You know, they yeah, bring in chefs like yeah, yourself or catering companies to do the work for them.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's really interesting. It was the first time I ever saw somebody with a walk-in cooler in their own personal kitchen. So that was kind of neat.
So
something to aspire to, I guess.
So, Mark, as people now are not able to go out and dine and are having to, well, they can certainly do takeout and delivery, but as more people are probably using the kitchens a lot more often, the idea of having fresh farm-to-table services, I imagine, is as difficult as times are right now. Has this helped your business with your harvest box?
Yeah, I mean, the harvest box has helped our business. We're obviously putting dates in it. This is week two, and the response has been phenomenal. I mean, our sales have doubled from week one to week two. People are very excited about it. They were incredibly happy when they received it. Literally, the product is harvested. It'll be harvested tomorrow morning, and then we will pack it in boxes and ship it the same day. All locally grown. It's, you know, our Coachella Valley is this kind of fascinating area where, you know, you have the western end with more of the densely populated cities, and then you have this eastern end that's more rural and grows a lot of the food that goes throughout the entire nation. The supply chain has been terribly disrupted from the virus, which is unfortunate. So there's a lot of farms out here that are having difficulty selling product. The lack of food service as a whole is really, really tricky, especially for people selling fresh produce. A lot of the fresh produce items that grow out here in the Coachella Valley end up at restaurants, hotels, cruise ships, you name it. So, you know, being able to help in any way, not just with my own farm, but other farms here in the Coachella Valley, has been a great experience. I happen to know a lot of these farmers personally, and it's been nice to be able to, you know, acquire fresh corn from one person, and then going this week, I sourced Armenian cucumber, right? Not only is it locally grown, but it's something people may have never had. And it's just this amazing tasting cucumber. It's got a very soft flesh on the outside of it. It's white in color, and that's going in our box this week. So not only are we able to source really cool exotic items, but things that are run in the mill as well, like green beans and potatoes and corn, all locally grown, and it's getting delivered right to the door. Nobody's touching it in the grocery store, picking it up, looking at it, maybe sneezing on it, something along those lines, which I know has detracted a lot of people from buying fresh produce in the grocery stores. And a lot of people don't have to deal with the hassle of going out and getting it. It really just doesn't get any fresher.
So is the content
of the produce?
I'm sorry, is the content of the box going to change then every week? Or
every week we're adjusting slightly. It's all just based on freshness. I've had a couple of people ask me, you know, can we pick what goes into the box? And my response to that is, why not just leave it to the experts for now? You know, I will make sure that it's the freshest and best tasting stuff possible. And it's enough of an assortment that it should appease just about every appetite. So we're selecting what goes in there at the moment. You know, Tony and I are working together very diligently, looking at the product, tasting the product, inspecting the product, working with the farms, and really kind of on a very kind of grassroots, visceral level, making sure that the product is as fresh and as desirable as possible.
We're talking with Mark Tedros. He's the owner and founder of CV Harvest Box. Their website is cvharvestbox.com. So explain to us how this works.
So you go to cvharvestbox.com and you can choose three different options. There's a one-time purchase of the box, a twice-monthly subscription, and a four-times-monthly subscription. One of the things when Tony and I, Tony Marchese from Trio Restaurants, when we first started talking about this idea, he was the brainchild behind offering a subscription option at a discount, right? So that was one thing that we added onto the website. So there are three different options. You can go there, try it one time, gets delivered right to your door. Right now we're delivering every Friday, and we're already looking at expanding to two delivery days a week because the business has grown much faster than either of us expected. And you just go online, put in your information, put in your delivery information, pay for your box, we print it out, we pack it, and we deliver. It's very simple.
So currently, delivery, there's no charge for Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Coachella Thermal, Desert Hot Springs, Thousand Palms, Indio, Ranch Mirage, Palm Desert, La Quinta, and Indian Wells. So basically, the main cities down in the valley. So if you are interested in ordering and you're outside of those cities, how does it work?
You know, we got an order today, for example, from Mecca, and it's within spitting distance from where I live. So I said, you know what, let's do it. I'll deliver it myself.
You don't want to turn clients away.
No, absolutely not. So just reach out if you're not in any of those cities listed. And if we can figure out a way to get it to you, we're absolutely going to get it to you.
Would you prefer people to go to your website, or do you have a phone number?
I think the website would make the most sense right now. That at least kind of keeps all the information controlled. Or Facebook. We've got a Facebook page and Instagram page, both at CV Harvest Box. So I would encourage people to follow both of those outlets because we've been posting videos from the farms, pictures of the products that are going to be in the box, keeping it updated regularly. So it just gives people an opportunity to get information a little bit faster.
So orders placed before Wednesday at noon each week will be delivered by Friday, but if it's after Wednesday, then it's the following week.
Correct.
So give us an idea of how the subscription works. Do you pay in advance or do you pay as you go?
You pay in advance for the monthly subscription.
Okay, and that
per month.
Yeah, if you go on their site, which is cvharvestbox.com, there's different choices and different options that you can subscribe to. So thank you, Mark, for being on the show today. When we get done with this stay in place, we'll have you come in the studio and bring some produce in, and we'll try it on the air and check it out and take pictures and post it on Facebook.
I would love that, and thank you guys so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Again, it's cvharvestbox.com. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
If you're curious about the best culinary experiences in the desert, we're about to feed your ears and taste buds. This is Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Now, here's Jeff Hawker.
Welcome back. Our next guest is the manager of one of my favorite restaurants in Palm Springs, and so thankful that originally Bongo Johnny's was on Arenas Road in Palm Springs and then did a transition, which, you know, everybody always thinks that a restaurant can't transition to another location. You guys did it really successfully and have flourished at the new location. How you doing, Jen?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great. Thank you for having me.
So your new location, which now you guys have been there, how long, about a year?
Almost. Really about a year and a half almost at this point.
Yeah, you guys are at 301 North Palm Canyon Drive. You're right adjacent to the Hyatt Regency at the corner of Amado and North Palm Canyon Drive. And you've got Coachella Valley Brewing Company right downstairs.
Yeah, Coachella Valley is right below us. We have that beautiful upstairs view. We've got street view on the front patio, of course, and then our back patio overlooks up the mountains right there. So you've got the best of both worlds.
You really do. And, you know, a lot of restaurants have tried that location, but you guys have really flourished. You know, Rob Wirt, who is just an amazing businessman, he's there. He works hard. He really strives to keep his employees happy. And it really shows in the product that you guys deliver.
Oh, yeah. No, he is. Been fantastic. I mean, especially, you know, just the crisis we're going through right now, he's been very in touch and he's very boots on the ground and hands on. You know, we're very fortunate, you know, to have somebody who, yeah, is as supportive of his employees as he has been.
Well, and there was like a brief moment that, you know, I was in close, Rob and I have been friends for years and years. And there was that brief moment when there was that fire over on Arenas that you guys were like, I don't know if we can continue on. And he really got the strength and he made it work.
Yeah. You know, that was such a devastating, you know, dreams up in smoke, you know, and having to rally and regroup. And yeah, I mean, he built this beautiful location that we have here that's truly unique and truly Bongo Johnny's.
Well, so now you guys are, and you just started this last week, doing curbside and free delivery. So give us an idea of some of the items that you can get, take out, or delivery.
Of course, of course. So yes, between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., we are doing free delivery and curbside takeout because we have a parking lot in the back that makes it just quick and easy to come pick up whatever you'd like. But, I mean, we have breakfast available until 4, so you can get our signature, you know, Benedict or fried steak and eggs, gosh, anything new. And we even are selling our champagne, so you can do a Bongo's Mimosa at your home, you know, take that experience with you. And we're famous for our Bloody Marys as well, so we can, you know, price out a specific, like, Bloody Mary package for you and yours. You can have your own little Bongo brunch party if you'd like.
Well, and then, of course, describe to our listeners your Bloody Marys, because they are cool.
Oh my goodness, yes. We have our signature house-made Bloody Mary mix. You know, it's a secret, but it's made with a lot of love and nice little kick to it. And we have bacon, crispy. We have a celery stalk. We have onion, olive, lime, peppercini. And it's quite something to look at. You know, it's a spectacle in itself.
It really is.
Yeah.
So currently, you can get most of your items that are on the menu?
Oh, our whole menu is available. So then if we move on to lunch, you know, our burgers are available, our salads, you know, oh, fantastic. My personal favorite is I'm a sucker for our barbecue bacon burger. Who doesn't love onion rings, barbecue sauce, and bacon on, you know, an 8-ounce patty? It's something else.
And
then our dinner entrees are available all day as well. So, I mean, our macadamia crusted chicken is available, and that's another one of my favorites.
Well, and you guys always, the food is delicious there. You have things like grilled salmon sandwiches, crab cake sandwich, steak baguette sandwich, you know. So how do you guys go about packaging to ensure that everything arrives at your home, you know, in a way that's delicious?
Yeah, of course. I mean, a lot of it has to do with, you know, it's very careful. It's very meticulous. It's making sure that items are, you know, packaged, well, gingerly, but also spaciously, you know, with enough. And we'll, like, you know, cut a little slit onto the top of maybe a to-go container so your fries can air out and they don't get that condensation and they don't sog up. You know, we package everything very carefully here to try and replicate what we can do in the restaurant to the best of our ability.
One of my favorites is Johnny's Fish and Chips.
Yes. Yes, that is great. A nice, like, creamy coleslaw that we make in-house, you know, with our fresh tartar sauce that's made in-house every single day, you know, and just crispy golden fried, you know, cod. Can't beat it.
We have about a minute left, so describe what a happy ending is.
Well, happy ending. I mean, I don't know if I can say that on the air. No, it's our dessert menu, of course. So we have, my favorite of ours is we have our signature lava cake, and that's just nice, rich chocolate cake that's melted in your mouth in the middle with a side of vanilla bean ice cream. So, you know, we do have our desserts available as well.
Bongo Johnny's is at 301 North Palm Canyon Drive at the intersection of Amato and North Palm Canyon. Their website is bongojohnnys.com. Their phone number for ordering is 760-318-3960. Thanks for being on the show today, Jen.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you.
I can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to have one of your bacon burgers again. Thanks for being on the show. Again, the website is bongojohnnys.com. We'll be back in a minute with Chad Gardner, owner of 533 Viet Fusion. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
Don't you hate that moment when you're like, where should we go to eat? And you realize you're probably just going to settle for the same old, because, well, it's just easy. Ready to experience a taste of the Coachella Valley? Okay, you're in the right place. It's Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
We are very excited about our next guest. I have been a big fan of his cuisine for a long time, and very in awe of what you've been able to accomplish in Palm Springs. Chad Gardner, who is the owner and inspiration behind 533 Viet Fusion, Dash and a Handful Catering, and also Rolly Fusion Food on North Palm Canyon. How are you doing, Chad?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I was reading your bio. It's always interesting when you have a radio show because you bring people on who you've known kind of in an ancillary way, but you don't know too much about that person. I was reading your bio, and you've gotten a lot of inspiration from your mother.
Yes. Yeah, actually. And that's how the name of my catering company got its name, is how my mother taught me to cook. And everything with her was a dash of this and a handful of that. And so that's how Dash and a Handful got its name.
Now, your first food and beverage job was at a five-star, Five Diamond, the Four Seasons Clift Hotel in San Francisco. Amazing restaurant. What was the name of the restaurant there?
Well, at the time that I was there, there was the Redwood Room, which was the lounge, which is still there. And then the dining room was called the French Room. But that's now an Ian Schrager Hotel. And I think that the name of the restaurant now is called Asia to Cuba.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, an amazing hotel, amazing experience. So you've had some really good, you know, training as you've gone along.
Yes, yeah. I've been very fortunate to work with some really great people. I lived in San Francisco and in the Bay Area. Did some work in New York, went back to Sonoma County, and then worked with some great chefs up there as well, ran some good operations up there, and then have been in Palm Springs now for, I'm going to say 13, 14 years. And this is truly a place that I call home.
You first started off with 533, did you first start off with the catering company?
The catering company was first, actually. I kind of did the opposite of what most restaurateurs do. Usually somebody starts a restaurant and then they have a catering component. I actually had started my catering company in 2014. And I was doing private cooking and things like that before then, but actually founded the company in 2014, moved into the space where I'm at now. And then it was a year later that we bought the restaurant, and that came about because it's in our neighborhood, and it was a restaurant that we dined at, and it was an opportunity to get my feet in the door.
And what you're referring to is 533 Viet Fusion in the Smoke Tree Center.
Yes, yeah. And when we bought it, it was called Pho 533, P-H-O 533.
Right. Is that the same owner that then moved over to Palm Canyon?
No, and a lot of people get us confused. We are not affiliated whatsoever to Fusion 5. When I bought Pho 533, the restaurant that was there where Fusion 5 is was a Favu, P-H-O, new word, V-U, Favu. And they have a couple locations in the valley, and they'd opened one there. They didn't stay there long. And then I had dropped the P-H-O out of my name and gone to 533 via Fusion because I'd expanded the menu and we were so much more than a pho restaurant. Sometime after I changed my name, then that person bought the location where Favu is, and they used Fusion 5. So it gets a little confusing even today. Even this week, we had somebody come by for pickup, and we're like, oh, sorry, you're at the wrong restaurant.
Well, you know what? As long as they're calling and they're showing up, you know, you can yeah. influence them to come over to your site as well. Give us an idea of, you know, we'll talk a little bit about your takeout menu, but give us a little idea of what's on your regular menu at 533 so that when we do open again, people are ready to come over.
Yeah. Yeah. So our menu ranges, before it was basically just a pho vermicelli kind of rice bowl restaurant. It was very, very basic. And I've really expanded the appetizer offerings, the start and share section, where I brought in some appetizers that I'd done in my catering company, and I did them as composed dishes. The five spice pork belly, which is really great with our house slaw and crispy garlic and shallots. And lemongrass meatballs was an hors d'oeuvre that we served at Dash and a Handful, and that's an Indonesian dish. You know, then we've got our black tiger shrimp wontons, and then of course our whole spring roll bar. We have our spring rolls range everything from a local date and a Maine lobster roll, spicy tuna roll, summer roll, and then some traditional Vietnamese rolls. For those of who haven't been in the restaurant, we actually have a spring roll bar in the dining room where it looks like a sushi bar. And we put that in when we did one of the renovations, where you can actually watch the chef build the rolls and make the rolls right there in front of you. And we serve them sushi style on a wooden board, and we slice them in bite-sized pieces so that they're nice and shareable. So that's a lot of fun.
Well, in a city that has many choices, it's very important to stand out, and you have certainly done that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. One thing that you'll find with my food, especially in the chef's specialties, is that I like bold flavors and spices and kick. I love heat. And so when we say something spicy at 533, you got to believe us.
Exactly.
We do like heat there, and we're not shy about it. But are the spice that we use, and we use a lot of great spices. Mary Cardiff, I don't know if you're familiar with her savory spice shop down in El Paseo.
Very familiar.
In Palm Desert.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we get all of our spices from her. And it really, truly makes a big difference when you start with really great quality spices and good local, ingredients. The tastes are amazing. The flavors are amazing. I mean, there's depth of spice versus just gratuitous spicy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just adding more salt and more MSG or something just to give it a flavor. You really entice people with the unique flavors that you bring to it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we really we've gained a really great partnership with her, and she's designed some really great spices for us specifically that you could actually get at her place.
So you're also well known for your cocktails at 533. Tell us about how you pair them with the food.
Well, you know, most of our cocktails, most, you know, I look at when I used to eat Vietnamese food, it was like I would love spicy Vietnamese food when I would go out, or Thai food, and I would drink a beer or I would have a cocktail. To me, the cocktails need to be refreshing. And so so one of the things that we do, we try to do something a little more unique, but it's going to be kind of be refreshing. It's going to pair well with the food. One of our signature cocktails, one that we created is, and we make in-house, is we take Prairie Organic Gin and we infuse it in-house with kefir lime. So it's got this nice flavor to this gin. And we make our version of a Tom Collins with it, with a little bit of Thai basil lemonade with the kefir lime infused gin, a little soda, some true Luxardo maraschino cherry. That's one of our great ones. Another fun one that we do is our guava mojito. So we do this really great spin on a traditional rum mojito. We do it with a guava soda and really good rum. So just fun stuff like that. Our Thai basil lemon drop with a bubblegum sugar rim, which is kind of fun. So we try to have some fun with our cocktails and make them unique, like you're not going to find in a lot of other places.
So give us an idea for, I want to get on to Roli Fusion in a minute, but give us an idea on some of the items that are available for takeout, curbside, or delivery right now. We're talking with Chad Gardner, who's the owner of 533 Viet Fusion and the chef. And for orders, you can call 760-778-6595.
Thank you. So what we're offering on our limited takeout, delivery, or curbside, we've got a few appetizers. We also have a couple spring rolls that we're doing. We're doing a mango summer roll. We're also doing a chilled tiger shrimp roll. We're offering some of our traditions, our pho, vermicelli, our wok-fried rice, and our rice bowls. So those are there. And then under our chef specialties, our most popular pad thai, it's one of our most popular dishes. The bumble whey, which, like I said, spicy. My favorite is a chili braised osso buco, and that's it's a braised beef osso buco we poach it in a red pepper broth, and then we make a coconut gravy with that broth that we roasted in. We serve it in rice with sautéed mizuna. It's like a really spicy, kind of a pot roast dish, but a little bit elevated and spun around a little bit. And then, of course, everybody loves our fried chicken. Our fried chicken is kind of a combination between something that my mother taught me to make, kind of a southern fried chicken with an Asian spices.
The Bob Manga.
We literally... Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, so we marinate that in a garlic and sugar brine over 24 hours. And then we dredge it in rice flour. So it's completely gluten free. And then, so it's one of those chickens that we fry twice. So it's got nice and crispy. And then we have this, special Asian sprinkle that Mary, has, made for us. And it's a really great dish. It combines Southern and Asian all in one.
So we're talking about 533 Viet Fusion. You're located at 1775 East Palm Canyon Drive. That's in the Smoketree Center. Hours Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 8. So call ahead to 760-778-6595 to order. Now, Roli China Fusion, you're not open right now, but you've done this great employee fund on GoFundMe to help support your employees.
Yes. Yes, yeah, because you know we're doing everything we can to keep everybody paid. As a matter of fact, we're going to distribute some paychecks tomorrow to the staff, and we're doing our best to keep them busy.
You need not be a foodie to listen to Delish Dish. Just keep an open mind and have a good appetite for finding the best there is to eat and drink, from the funky to the fancy, across desert cities. Here's your gastro guide, Jeff Hocker, on iHub Radio.
We're in conversation with Chad Gardner, and we were discussing Roli China Fusion, which is at 1107 North Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs. So we were talking about your employee fund. It looks like you've raised about $4,200 for your employees. The goal is about $20,000. How do people find that account if they want to contribute? Chad, are you there? Oh. Are you there, Chad?
I am, yes.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, you did.
No, I just heard you say, are you there?
Oh, so we were in conversation with you about Roli China Fusion. You set up this GoFundMe account. Currently, you're not doing takeout or delivery out of that restaurant.
Not yet, no. I'm still evaluating whether we are going to do that or not. It's all about risk reward, you know. There's only so many people in town, and without a lot of people that live here, I don't want to saturate the market with both restaurants. So we may consider doing some of Roli's dishes over at 533 in the coming weeks, and have our two chefs work together on that. And we may just wait until we can reopen for Roli China Fusion.
So if somebody wants to contribute to the employee GoFundMe account, how can they do that?
You know, they can go to our Facebook page. They can also go to our website at RoliChinaFusion.com. There's a pop-up that goes right there, and there's a donate button there.
So you're in the process of evaluating. I would imagine Dash in a Handful right now is mostly on hiatus. Are you
yes.
able to do any type of, let's say, romantic dinners or anything for people, or is it just on hiatus right now?
No, currently, because we're in the stay-at-home order, we're not able to operate. But we are booking events for next season. You know, so we're still taking bookings for the fall and for the spring of next year. But at this time, we're not taking any current bookings.
Any final thoughts to our listeners?
This community has been really good to my husband, Roli, and I, and we're just looking forward to many, many more years of providing great hospitality for everyone. And so, we can't say how much we appreciate and are grateful for the support that we've been given so far.
Give us the website for 533 Viet Fusion.
It's exactly that. It's 533vietfusion.com. RoliChinaFusion.com and DashHandful.com.
And if you want to do takeout, curbside, or delivery, call 760-778-6595. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It's a pleasure having you, and I look forward to visiting your restaurant soon.
Thank you very much, and everybody stay safe and healthy.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
So one of the things that I wanted to kind of do some crosstalk with John about is there's a lot of conflicting information out there, and it's creating a lot of angst for a lot of people. One of the things that was just announced is through the governor's office, and it's fantastic that they want to do this, they want to do restaurant delivery meals for seniors. Now, it came out through the chambers and through a variety of different websites, but it's not available yet. And then there was an article in the Desert Sun. They did some investigating. The federal funding for the first ever program is only available. They only have enough funding for 2 weeks. So how do you launch a program and not have the funding to completely fund that program?
There is a total disconnect between the real world and the world of politicians. That's the problem.
Yeah. And we were talking about before we started the show is that, you know, I think our governor is really trying to do a great job to save lives. But then how does that translate into helping business? And our restaurant industry is the hardest hit. They're being decimated because they've got employees on payroll and they've got zero income for a lot of them. You know, a lot of restaurants are trying to do takeout. And we have those on our show, but that doesn't bring in the income that they need to survive.
Right. Well, I think that the restaurant workers have some protections insofar as being able to go to the EDD and to file for unemployment that they've never been able to have at the level that they're going to have right now because of some of those programs. But the people who are operating those businesses, if they can't, for instance, get any of the PPP money and that kind of thing, and that requires them to actually keep people on payroll.
And what if you don't get it for another month?
Yeah. Or what if you don't get it at all? Because a lot of big businesses or bigger businesses were given preference in the early stages of the PPP program. But if, let's say you operate a restaurant and you have a staff that is, you know, maybe 30 or 40 employees with all your servers and the kitchen help and, you know, all of that, And
we have a lot of those, Trio.
And most of those restaurants do not have enough work for them to stay and do that work, nor the space for them to safely do that work based on the regulations about social distancing. So how do you maintain that? There's so many conflicts. Yeah. And this is the problem with not having more people who I think come from the world of operating in different business spaces, working in public policy situations.
Right.
You know,
a prime example is our good friend Jerry Keller, who, you know, between Lulu and Aqua, you know, they had like 300 employees.
Yeah.
I mean, that's devastating for a large swath of the population.
Now, if they can keep them on payroll and let them stay home and continue to make payroll, you know, payments for 2.5 months using the PPP funds that were available. That's, I think, really what those programs were set up for.
Right.
But then it doesn't really do much good for the restaurant businesses themselves because you're not really being given the money to continue to operate your business and to have an income coming in to keep you sustained if you can't do business as takeout or curbside. And some restaurants just found that it was far more expensive for them to operate than for what they could actually bring in revenue. Our friend Jackie Donnell found after one day with Elmer's, which is one of the more successful diners in the area, that it just didn't make any financial sense.
Didn't pencil out, yeah. Well, I'm glad to see, you know, companies like Shake Shack giving the money back. You know, a lot of them are saying, you know, hey, we you know, submitted our application, we got the money. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. It's been a great show. We wish you all safe and healthiness. You've been listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Make sure you check out the website, iHubRadio.com.
And coming up right after our first broadcast of this show is the return of Pop City with Bobby Eakes and Melissa Niederman.
So excited. So stick around. A great afternoon on iHub Radio.